John McEnroe, Katrina Vandenhuvel, Atrios. Check it out. Majority.
You've heard it before. Dude, my mom only drove it to the grocery store and back. Yeah, right. Consider this. Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage. And right now, you can get financing as low as 3.9%. Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Hey, babe.
I'm in a meeting.
Sure, I'll stop by McDonald's.
The usual?
Okay.
Wait a minute. I have no idea what her usual anything is. Cream or sugar, paper or plastic, stiletto or slingback.
Ah!
Relax. There's McDonald's dollar menu, a tasty double cheeseburger, yummy yogurt parfait, crisp sign salad. It's all her favorites.
Wow, I can't go wrong.
Really? Padded or underwire?
I'm loving it.
Me too.
Prices and participation may vary.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mike 92.1. Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. Defense lawyers for Scott Peterson want some changes in the penalty phase of the case. They're asking the judge who presided over the trial to grant a change of venue and to use a new jury to decide if Peterson should be sentenced to death. CNN Radio's Rusty Dornan reports on the filing from defense attorney Mark Garagos.
All along he's been arguing for a change of venue, claiming that it's just been the outrageous press coverage in this particular case. And, of course, he may be pointing to what happened after the verdict on Friday when about 500 people gathered outside the courthouse that were obviously pro-prosecution, that were applauding many of the pundits, and that were taunting members of the Peterson family.
Peterson was convicted Friday of double murder for the deaths of his pregnant wife and their unborn son. White House critics are questioning a memo from new CIA Director Porter Goss. The memo reads, quote, "We support the administration and its policies." The White House says Goss's use of the word support means providing objective factual intelligence. President Bush has named his Deputy Chief of Staff Harriet Myers to become White House counsel. Press Secretary Scott McClellan announces the move in a statement from the president.
Harriet Myers is a trusted advisor on whom I've long relied for straightforward advice. Harriet has the keen judgment and discerning intellect necessary to be an outstanding counsel.
Myers would succeed Alberto Gonzalez if he's confirmed as Attorney General. Gonzalez met Wednesday with Senator Patrick Leahy, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. FCC Chairman Michael Powell has been thinking about Walt Disney. Powell is upset by a skit that aired on ABC before Monday Night Football. Powell says he wonders, quote, if Walt Disney would be proud, pointing out the Disney company owns ABC. The skit featured actress Nicolette Sheridan apparently wearing only a towel in a football locker room. This is CNN Radio News.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, heart attack, and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and worse. What to do? Today, millions use a patented rub called Jointritis. Jointritis has a fast-acting pain reliever plus the skin conditioning power of lanolin, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Jointritis uses directed, works deep to relieve even the worst minor arthritis pain. Jointritis, pain relief with peace of mind.
For the first time ever on CD, the legendary releases that launched the Beatles to stardom in America. Meet the Beatles, the Beatles' second album, Something New, and Beatles 65. All four of the Beatles' American debut album releases, available now as a collectible CD box set. The Beatles, the Capitol Albums, Volume 1. Available now at Target.
Attention Kmart shoppers and shoppers at Sears. Your stores are merging. Kmart is making a surprise move in buying Sears. It's an $11 billion deal, and the new company will become America's third largest retailer. This Kmart shopper in suburban Atlanta likes the idea.
The Sears merger and the Kmart merger is a good thing. I think it'll help both companies.
The announcement led to some good news for both companies on Wall Street. Kmart stock rose to more than $108, while Sears also got a boost, closing at nearly $53 a share. For the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished at 10,549, picking up nearly 62 points. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also gained ground. Oil prices closed with a flurry on the New York Mercantile Exchange. The cost of crude rose 73 cents, ending up at $46.84 per barrel. The higher prices came after a government report indicating the U.S. supply of one kind of fuel dropped for the ninth consecutive week. This is news from CNN Radio. Senator John Kerry was on the Senate floor Wednesday for the first time since the presidential election. Kerry talked about the national debt, saying the White House is running up a bill that America cannot afford to pay.
A 10-year, $5.6 billion budget surplus was turned into a $2.4 trillion debt. That is the worst fiscal turnaround in our nation's entire history.
The Bush administration wants Congress to raise the American debt ceiling to $8.2 trillion, up from $7.4 trillion. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman says the Food and Drug Administration ignored problems at a British flu vaccine manufacturer. Waxman says FDA regulators knew about contamination during the summer of 2003, but failed to act. The city of Beijing is hosting a three-day summit on toilets. The World Toilet Organization is meeting to discuss restroom management and the link between toilets and tourism. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
And our unfiltered talking point of the day is this. For an administration elected on the bare backs of homophobes, there sure is a lot of talk about, ready for the joke of the day? Mandates.
Mandate my ass.
Exactly. Bupkis, horse hockey. I like Liz Winstead saying mandate my ass.
Mandate my ass.
See?
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
If you had invested $50 in a mutual fund 20 years ago, you would have gotten back $452. If you had invested $50 in the United Negro College Fund, you would have gotten back Samuel L. Jackson. By giving to the United Negro College Fund, you can make sure high school graduates get their chance to become college graduates. So please support the United Negro College Fund. To donate, call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, Frank Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1. Mike Malloy.
True Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining wherever you are across the fruited plain, coast to coast and border to border. We have a lot of fun things for you this evening, including Simple Scotty McClellan from the press briefing today. Bush, is this from today? Oh, this is pardoning the turkeys? No, we're not talking about Ashcroft and Powell. Also, some letters to the editor in the Times today, I believe, regarding Colin Powell's departure. And in our second hour tonight, we'll be joined by Joan Kravitz, she of HelpAmericaRecount.org. All right? Tomorrow night, during the first hour, longer, if it materializes, you know, I never know how many young kids listen to this program. By young kids, I mean between 13 and 17. I don't know. We get calls. We get a lot of calls from an inordinate amount, I think, of teenagers who call in here, especially the younger teenagers. And bless your heart. So what we're going to do tomorrow night is reserve at least the first hour. We'll see how it goes for people between the ages of 13 and 17. So if you're 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and you have something to say, call us, you know, and the way this will work, when you call in, our very adroit phone call manager, Linda Blake, will talk to you and for a moment and find out what you want to talk about, and she will be screening out the full-fledged adults. you know, people over 18 and over. So so call in tomorrow. This is where people 13 to 17, it's you know, your voices we want to hear. And it's not just on you know, us here at Air America want to hear your voices. Word is out about what's going to happen tomorrow night. So there'll be a lot of people tuning in just to hear what kids are saying. Okay? You know, I'm not trying to be Art Linkletter. You know, kids say the darndest thing, things. Now, 99.9% of the audience out there, Kathy's going, who's Art Linkletter? What's that? Kids say the darndest thing. What's that? It's an old television program. And before that, I think it was a radio program going way back. But anyway, tomorrow night, okay? First hour of the program. And then Kathy and I are out of here Friday and all next week. So if you tune in Friday or all of the week following, and we're not here, they're going to be playing best of Malloy programs. So, again, Linda is handling the selection of those hours. They will not all be programs of just the entire 3 hours from one night. There will be, you know, all kinds of bits and pieces. So it should be fun. All right? And Kathy and I and Molly are going to get out of town for a few days and try to decide whether or not to come back. Right. So anyway, all right? Now, to start things off tonight, as we usually do, I try to start with the most, you know, Keith Olbermann calls it the oddball section. Let's play oddball. Well, he stole that from us. We've been doing this for years, where the first couple of stories on most nights are the really crazy stuff. Like the other night, what was it about Porter Goss, or not Porter Goss, well, might as well have been, but Don Wildman, all upset about Procter & Gamble, and, you know. Well, tonight, this is from Associated Press, there's a high school, or there's a school district, well, let me just read, a homecoming tradition in which boys dress like girls and vice versa in a tiny Texas school district won't be held today after a parent complained about what she regarded as the event's homosexual overtones. Yes, by God! Now, they call it TWIRP Day, T-W-I-R-P. It stands for The Woman Is Requested to Pay. When you were a kid, maybe they called it Sadie Hawkins Day. And again, 99.9% of people are going, Sadie Hawkins, what does that mean? That's from a little Abner comic strip. Oh, what does that mean? God, it's hard getting old. Anyway, that's what we used to call it when I was a teenager. Sadie Hawkins Day, where the girls would invite the guys to a dance. Right? Okay. They call it TWIRP Day. So, some parent complained and said, they're going to make them into queers. We got to stop. Now, this has been going on for generations in this little Texas school district. So as a substitute for TWIRP Day, guess what they're going to do? And these are all the schools, ranging from elementary to senior high school. They've decided instead to hold Camo Day. That's right. With black boots and army camouflage to be worn by everyone who wants to participate. So instead of the boys dressing like girls, the girls dressing like boys, a little role reverse, a little fun. You know, No. Let's dress up like killers. That is much more Christian and less of a threat to our youth. Now, apparently, TWIRP Day, The Woman Is Requested to Pay, was hosted by Spurgeon, Texas schools for years during homecoming week to give boys and girls a chance to reverse social order or social roles and let older girls invite boys on a date, you know, and open doors for them and pay for their sodas and so on and so forth. You know, that seems very quaint here in the year 2000. What is this, 4? Yeah, it seems very quaint, doesn't it? Girls invite boys on dates. Well, maybe it's not quaint. Maybe things have recycled. When I was in high school, oh, my God, if a girl asked a boy out, she was, what was the term we used? Cheap? Easy? Something like that. So maybe it's recycled. Maybe maybe it has to go back to you need a special day for girls to invite boys. Or boys to invite boys. What about that? Huh? Now, in Plano, Texas, there's a nest of snakes, tongue-speaking snake thugs, called the Liberty Legal Institute. Liberty! Liberty for everybody except the queers, the Negroes, and the Jews, and the Catholics, and the liberals, and the union members, and stuff like that. Liberty Legal Institute issued a news release yesterday reporting that, quote, it came to the aid of a concerned parent over an official cross-dressing day. It is outrageous. Hiram Sasser, who's the Liberty Legal Institute attorney. Hiram Sasser. That's his name, I swear to you. It is outrageous in a school in a small town in East Texas would encourage their four-year-olds to be cross-dressers. They're four-year-olds. Okay, now the school district's attorney, a guy named Tanner Hunt. Boy, they have funny names down there, don't they? Tanner Hunt Jr. and Hiram Sasser. Hey, Hiram. Hey, Tanner. What's up? Tanner Hunt, the school's district attorney, the school district's attorney, called the statement by this guy with the Liberty Legal Institute inflammatory and misleading. He said the school district never planned or conducted a cross-dressing day. The attorney for the school's district said, look, this is a tiny little East Texas school district. It never occurred to them that anyone can find anything moral or reprehensible about Twerp Day. I mean, they've been having it for years, for generations, and this is the first time anybody has complained. Now, who complained? Delana Davies! Delana. Damn. Tanner? Delana? What's the other one's name? Sasser? Hiram? Don't y'all have names like John or Tamika or something easy like that? What is this? Delana. Delana Davies, 33, said she complained after reading a school notice about Twerp Day. Davies, whose 9-year-old son and 4-year-old daughter attend Spurger Elementary, said she viewed the day not as a silly homecoming week activity, but rather something related to homosexuality. She said, it's like experimenting with drugs, you know, like Rush Limbaugh. You just keep playing with it and it becomes customary. If it's okay to dress like a girl today, then why is it not okay in the future? Oh, Jesus. How can people... You know, I share a country with this moron. I breathe, I don't know, I watch the same TV programs probably. Well, probably not, okay. But this woman lives in my country. Get your ass out of town, Miss Davies. I don't want you here anymore. Leave, you psycho. Well, you know, if they dress like girls today, what's going to happen when... You know, my 9-year-old son, Shag Nasty, what's going to happen when my boy Shag Nasty puts on that dress when he's 9 and 19? Then what? Oh, Jesus. Let me have a break. Okay, quick break. See, already. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
The ambulance, the death pan of the cops.
Woo!
Chops him up the outline where the boy first dropped.
Toot toot!
Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before.
Homophobia!
Homophobia! The worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia!
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Is the term third world a derogatory term?
When it comes down to people of color, most of people of color in the third world.
I don't think it's a slur. The thing that replaced it in political correctness terms was the developed world and the developing world, but that's worse. It's like, eventually they'll be like us when they finally...
Eventually they'll have boobs and pubic hair.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
With computers, there are two very different worlds, PCs and Macs. In Madison, one company brings both of these worlds together, Madison Computer Works. Looking to buy a new PC or Apple computer? Need service or support on one you already own? Want to put both PC and Apple computers on a network? The pros at Madison Computer Works bring these two worlds together, Apple or PC. We will make sure you get the right product or service for your needs without breaking the bank. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you. Blue screens, spyware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes. Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000. PCs or Macs, we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
And be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy.
Ah, shut up, kid. Is that a little boy? Here, come here, sweetie. Let me dress you in a pinafore and some and a Peter Pan collar and some Buster Browns and little turned down white socks and you know, just ruin you for life. You know, I just don't understand this. I never do, and I don't try to anymore. I just know these people evoke like Delana Davies, who got all upset and said, well, it's like experimenting with drugs. You just keep playing with it, and it becomes customary. If it's okay to dress like a girl today, then why is it not okay in the future? Oh, man. But here we are. We have Abu Ghraib. We are executing wounded enemy combatants. We are locking people. We fly people to torture states. And this woman is worried about Twerp Day.
The woman is requested to pay. Twerp.
And then to satisfy these Christian murderers, they change it from Twerp Day to Camo Day. Now that's nice. That's nice. Kill a gook for God. Huh? Kill one of those sand niggers for Jesus. Isn't that what it is now? Huh? Isn't that what it is? Yes, it is. It is what it is. You snake-handling, tongue-talking freaks. And don't act shocked when you hear me say sand nigger. You know what these people are being called. Don't even pretend like you're shocked. We call them Japs, gooks, slopes, whatever. Deny their humanity. Spicks, kikes, dagos, wops, queers, fags. Huh? You like that? This is America, jerkwad. This is the United States of America. You belong to a group. We'll find a way to insult you and your mama. And your mama's mama. Camo Day. Let's be good Christians and dress up like killers. Jesus. I have to start out like this, right? Delana Davies. Well, I don't want my little boy going to school. Oh, never mind. Why mock her? You know, and I still get emails from people who say, Mike, you have to reach out to these people. I'll reach out to them with a couple of hand grenades. That's what I'll reach out to them with. I'm not the least bit interested in making peace with these people. In the first place, you can't do it. I want to cross-dress. I want to dress up like a woman in the military and go hunt them down. How's that? How's that? Would that work? I'll dress up like that Linda Eagland freak, you know, the one who had Iraqis on leashes. Let me dress up like her. I'll put me on one of those little old dyke wigs and get me a Kalashnikov. No offense, girls. Get me a Kalashnikov and go down there to this little town in Texas and say, ha! I'm here ready to kick ass and take names. First, let me give a deep French kiss to Donald Wildman. Wait, that was last night's show. These people make me sick. I swear to God, hung up, first of all, on homosexuality. If you're not queer, it's none of your damn business. Is it? It's none of your damn business. But just because there's a little role reversal going on, and this woman, and then she gets, what is it called, the Liberty Eagle Flying Liberty God Christ Fund to represent her or something? I don't know. They always have those names, don't they? The Independent Liberty Eagle Forum Christ Loves You Fund. Now, let's go kill the queers. Dress up in camo. We'll get the Jews next week. Catholics are down the road. Trade unionists, liberals. Who said this? The national government will maintain and defend the foundations on which the power of our nation rests. It will offer strong protection to Christianity as the very basis of our collective morality. Today, Christians stand at the head of our country. We want to fill our culture again with the Christian spirit. We want to burn out all the recent immoral developments in literature, in the theater, and in the press. In short, we want to burn out the poison of immorality which has entered into our whole life and culture as a result of liberal excess during the past years. Who said that? The person also said this: the national government will regard it as its first and foremost duty to revive in the nation the spirit of unity and cooperation. It will preserve and defend those basic principles on which our nation has been built. It regards Christianity as the foundation of our national morality and the family as the basis of national life. Who made those two quotes? Oh, you know who. But I'll tell you when we come back. Cross-dressing. Oh, my God! That's okay. Dress up in camo. And let's pretend we're killing people that are brown and got weird eyes and I don't know, practice some fake religion. Let's kill them. Kill them, Malloy. Let's get them all. I'm afraid.
end of the world.
Rah!
I can't help.
Kill, kill, kill.
I'm afraid I can't.
Yeah, death, kill.
I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Being that there is many similarities between the Nixon administration and the Bush administration, except for, of course, the Nixon administration being much cleaner than the Bush administration.
Right.
You know, Watergate, whatever gate. There's so many gates in this current administration. And Carl,
it's almost a gated community.
A gated community, exactly.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
You plant it, prepare it, stuff it, roast it, baste it, carve it, and serve it. But before all that, we find it the best Thanksgiving turkey you can buy.
Not some cage-raised, production-line excuse for a turkey.
Jacobson Brothers sells only 100% natural, free-range turkeys.
No additives or preservatives.
No hormones or steroids.
Just fresh, individually inspected, USDA Grade A turkeys.
You only make it once a year.
Why not make it the best?
Your belly knows, Jacobson's Deli.
It's going to be another classic Big Ten weekend at the UW Fieldhouse for the Wisconsin volleyball team. On Friday, November 19th, the Badgers take on Michigan at 7 p.m. Fans will receive a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. Wisconsin then faces Michigan State on Saturday, November 20th, which has now been moved to 7:30 p.m. Fans will receive limited edition player trading cards courtesy of the Best Western in-towner and Settle Strauss while supplies last. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Parents know the importance of eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those five servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Planet Check. Props to Hotel Triton for the Green Lodging Certification Award. General Manager Michael Pace explains.
Not only was the Hotel Triton the first hotel to be nominated in the state, but we were actually used as a model for all hotels in the state of California.
This is a state program to encourage hotels to become greener.
It doesn't cost more to become eco-friendly. You actually save in the long run.
The Triton saves on garbage fees by recycling 60 to 70% of their waste. Pace says it's easy being green.
PG&E helped us recognize retrofit the whole hotel here in San Francisco. We spent $12,000 changing all our bulbs out and got $11,000 back in rebates. So clearly there is the support out there.
Stay a while online at
www.hoteltriton.com.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I've already mentioned it. Joan Kravitz is going to join us here in about, half an hour. She is, did she set up the site, Joan? HelpAmericaRecount.org? I'm not sure. I should know that. But she goes back to our time in Chicago on WLS. She was one of our bureau chiefs from the bad old days at WLS. Haven't talked with Joan in, I don't know, forever. So it'll be nice to talk to her. But we won't talk about Chicago. We'll talk about the recount stuff that's going on in New Hampshire and Ohio and Florida, right? So who said it? The national government will maintain and defend the foundations on which the power of our nation rests. It will offer strong protection to Christianity as the very basis of our collective morality. Today, Christians stand at the head of our country. We want to fill our culture again with the Christian spirit. We want to burn out all the recent immoral developments in literature, in the theater, and in the press. In short, we want to burn out the poison of immorality which has entered into our whole life and culture as a result of liberal excess during the past years. Yeah, of course, it was Hitler. And so was the second quote. And, of course, the ugly or ironic or atrocious or despicable, I love that word, sounds like something Sylvester the Cat says.
It's despicable.
Despicable is the fact that Christianity, the teachings of Christ can be so perverted by a Hitler or a James Dobson or a George Bush or a Jerry Falwell or a Pat Robertson. Just so perverted. You know, if there's a 12th dimension someplace and Christ is still nailed to the cross, you know, he's going to apply his all the force that he can, rip his hands loose from the spikes and his feet loose, pull the sword out of his side, pull the crown of thorns off his head and come down here and whip some ass. Do you know that? And he's going to go for these right-wingers first. He's going to say, "Let me see your bag of snakes."
It's the Christ! Here, Your Honor, here's the bag of snakes!
Good. Now get in it. You know, that sort of thing. The way Christianity has been abused, I talk about this a lot, don't I? Huh? Isn't it weird? It seems like lately, almost every night, there he goes again, bringing up the Christian thing. There he goes again. You know, well, what's up with this? Because it has such a powerful, it is such a powerful force, this perversion of this religion. Which I believe Christianity in all its various and diverse forms is the dominant religion on the planet. And yet these Christians would tell you they're being persecuted. You know, they own and control everything. The richest entity in the history of the human race is a Christian institution, the Catholic Church. And most of the death and destruction that has been perpetrated on this planet has been done in the name of religion somewhere in there. Whether it's the Crusades or Hitler, with one exception. Maybe Stalin didn't use religion. I don't know. You know, whatever. But yeah, we've been talking about it a lot because we apparently are in this cataclysmic battle, this revelation, this Gog and Magog, this Armageddonist crap, mind-scrambling, brain-destroying, mythological junk stuff between Islam and Christianity. And the people on the Islamic side are fried, freaked out of their mind, insane. And the people on the Christian side, fried, freaked out of their minds, insane. God, give George Bush and Osama bin Laden both a broadsword. Put them on the plains of Philippi and let them go at it. Would that work? So, yeah, we've been talking about it a lot lately. The horrible, horrible, horrible influence of these sick, perverted bastardizations of Islam and Christianity. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. Oh, my goodness. To think that the religion as an organizing force for morality and ethical behavior, it takes religion to organize morality and ethics. No, of course not. Of course not. You can organize your morals and ethical behavior just by observing the world around you. Look at the animals. Look at yourself. Look at previous civilizations. Stay the hell away from religion. You'll be a better human being if you do, in my opinion. But as an organizing force, sure, it can be done. Morals and ethical behavior, it can be done. Do you think, of course you don't, I understand, that current Islam and current Christianity is an organizing force for anything other than death, murder, destruction, chaos, disease, hate, putrefaction? That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's why I talk about it damn near, it sounds like, to me every night. Well, don't worry. Tomorrow night's the last night we'll be off for 6 broadcast nights, and y'all get a break. But it turns my stomach. It just turns my stomach. I was brought up in the Christian faith. And to see what has happened to it. And I have friends brought up in the Islamic faith. And they too, even though the strictures tied around their brain are a little bit stronger than the strictures that were attempted to be tied around my brain, even they are beginning to see how sick and perverted Islam is. How sick and perverted Christianity is. In its present usage. I have to always make that distinction so I don't get all these emails from these right-wing, mouth-breathing, snot-eating Christians who are going to tell me I'm all wrong. Go to hell, okay? Let me just state it up front. Go to hell. A rapture out of here. Get your bony ass off my planet. Go ahead. You know, every time I see one of those bumper stickers that say, caution, this car may be driverless if the rapture comes. You know what I want to do? I want to pull upside and give him the finger and then force him off the nearest cliff. And scream, go meet Jesus, or whatever it is you think is going to happen. The rapture. I'm going to rapture out of my SUV. I really am. Well, what about your 3-year-old baby who's not been baptized, who's not been born again? What are you going to do about that? That baby's going straight to hell. Do you understand that? That baby's going right to hell because it says so in the Bible. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you can't get your baby saved, you can't get your baby born again, you can't get that 2-year-old born again. Nuh-uh. So go ahead and rapture on out of here, freak. And as your SUV careens down the street, crosses the parking lot, slams into a Kroger store, and your baby explodes when the SUV explodes and the tank ignites, just remember, yeah, you got your rapture, your baby's in hell now. Huh? How about that? You like that? You like that? That's how sick it is. That's how sick it is. Well, Mike, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me because such is the kingdom of God. That was an allegorical statement, moron. What does that mean? Allegorical? Yeah. Never mind. President Vladimir Putin of Russia said today that his country is developing a new form of nuclear missile, unlike anything any other country has. Now, why do you think this was released? This is Associated Press. Why do you think Putin said that? Because he knows Bush is a psychopath, and he knows that Bush has got 4 more years, and he knows that Russia, after Saudi Arabia, has the most provable reserves of oil on the planet. Now, since Russia has the biggest landmass, I believe, of any country on the planet, it stands to reason, doesn't it, that those reserves of oil are much greater than Putin may think. Well, George Bush and Dick Cheney, the murderers who occupy the White House, they want everybody's oil, including Putin. So Putin, speaking at a meeting of the armed forces leadership in Russia, Putin reportedly said that Russia is also researching and successfully testing new nuclear missile systems. Earlier this year, a senior defense ministry official in Russia was quoted as telling news agencies that... Psst, come here, I want to tell you something. We have developed a weapon that could make the United States missile defense system useless. You see what they're doing? You understand what they're doing? Now, I'm not doubting the Russians. Far be it from me to doubt the people who were able to dominate such a huge section of the planet all those years. I mean, terror and murder and disappearances and gulags. You know, Stalin put the marker down, and George Bush and these neocons saw what he put down. They're all Leninists that run this country now. We understand that. And don't email me and tell me that Lenin was a good guy. I don't want to hear it, okay? I don't believe in any totalitarian. None of them. They all suck. So don't bother. But here is Putin telling the Russian people, guess what? We have big missile. We have big, heavy nuclear missile that can carry up to 10 nuclear warheads. One he's targeted for Chicago, one for New York, you know, stuff like that. You know, and this is what, all right, so the question is, when do we start bombing Russia? If they are developing nuclear this and that and missiles, when do we start bombing them? So if that crazy cowboy tries to steal our oil, Boris, we are ready. But Natasha, it's really crazy, isn't it? Huh? How you feeling tonight? Y'all doing okay? Okay. I am in my usual spun out mode. It's just hard to maintain balance, you know. When when the kids in a Texas school district said, "Well, you can't do that dress up like the opposite sex thing anymore because it's queer. It's so queer." And Putin says, yeah, we are developing new missiles. Oh, Jesus. Give me a break here. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. You know how lucky you are, boy.
Back in the USSR. I looked a man in the eye. I was able to get a sense of his soul.
Back. Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you on, some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With ScorePower from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
This is what bugs me no end. They believe that people who are rich are the most productive people And what I love about this is these guys, I did everything myself. You're standing on the shoulders of people who stood on the shoulders, 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 who built this society, you schmuck.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
If you want a flight with no stops, I suggest One Stop. Priceline.com, the one-stop site for all your airfare needs. Now you can choose your exact flights from our long list of low fares. Select round trip, one-ways, non-stops, whatever. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines from our easy-to-read list, or you can still name your own price and save even more. No one else gives you that choice. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Don't miss this opportunity.
Hot stock alert.
Fly first class, free.
Get paid what you're worth.
Improve your love life today.
You've already been approved.
Your mailbox is over its size limit. Your computer will now shut down.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's not a program. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam. And every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. Protect your business with the Spam Firewall that Network Computing Magazine made their editor's choice as the number one anti-spam solution in the world.
Get your free evaluation unit today
and stop the spam.
Snuff out the viruses
with the Barracuda Spam Firewall. 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or BarracudaNetworks.com.
See, it's all about being, it's about being comfortable, and it's probably a cultural thing too, but yeah, I think sexy is not an outside thing. It comes from being comfortable inside. It has to do with how happy you feel inside, how content you feel, and all those things make you sexy. If you are happy and content inside, you will be confident. It's simple. It's an easy formula.
Jockey, what's in your comfort zone? Tell your story at jockey.com.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA, basketball great Charles Barkley.
I got a little pop quiz for you. What do I have a hard time keeping shut? And what is my nickname? And now I got one for you. Do you know your kid's principal's nickname?
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Welcome to the Mic, 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the Mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
It's about 9 before the hour. Don't forget, Joan Kravitz is coming up here in about 15 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. From HelpAmericaRecount.org. Don't forget, tomorrow night, first hour, people between the ages of 13 and 17 are going to be calling in and talking about whatever they have on their minds. All right? This is an email from Nick and Patty in New Hampshire. Mike, have you noticed the two warthogs that have come out from under their rocks since November 2nd? After being hidden away like the prisoner of Zenda and the man in the iron mask, the Republicans have released and unleashed their bloodlust cheerleaders from their spider holes. The Prelude to War warm-up act of Richard Perle and Ken Edelman have resurfaced after being hidden away during the campaign to warm the Jesus Land freaks up for the next preemptive strike. All of a sudden, they are appearing daily on the cable talking head news shows, NPR, public TV, C-SPAN, smirking and snarling that we must now prepare to attack Iran and Syria because they're going to nuke us if we don't annihilate them first. God, I would love to get these two in an alley and kick the blank out of both of them. Or better yet, throw them to the widows that have lost children in Iraq to tear their skin off. We listen to you on our computer every night in solidarity, Nick and Patty in New Hampshire. I wish we had a radio station there now. Eventually we will, folks. And then they close with the quote from Stalin, the people who cast the votes don't decide an election, the people who count the votes do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A couple of letters to the editor in today's Times regarding Powell. The Times had an article on the front page yesterday, Powell resigns from cabinet. And this is from Mary Ellen Byrne in Toms River, New Jersey. She writes, we can all remember when, before the Bush administration, we heard talk of Colin Powell for president. An acclaimed military leader, a seasoned, knowledgeable world traveler, Mr. Powell then represented calm, integrity, and composure, a man of reason. When he later accepted the position of Secretary of State, we believed he could bring wisdom, professionalism, and sanity to foreign policy decisions. Tragically, those expectations were dashed. Can we forget his flawed, fallacious statements at the United Nations? Can we forget his acquiescence on Iraq, his inaction in Sudan, his lack of initiative in the Israeli-Palestinian crisis? Colin Powell has been used and compromised by the Bush administration, which he served much too long. He should have resigned on principle long ago. When the voice of a man of supposed integrity, professionalism, experience, and expertise can be muffled, muted, and ultimately silenced, what can we anticipate in the future? Well, the question is not really... Well, I guess it is rhetorical, but we know what the answer to that is, don't we, Ms. Byrne? Another one from Randall Miller in Ocean View, Delaware. After reflecting on Colin Powell as the good soldier, this is regard to an editorial yesterday in the Times about Powell. After reflecting on Colin Powell as the good soldier, I wondered what it would have taken to make him say, you have gone too far, Mr. President, I must therefore resign. Was he willing to soldier on in light of anything the Bush people did? If he was, the world is in much peril. Well, the answer to that one, Randall, is yeah, of course he was willing to soldier on. And the answer to Mary Ellen, what can we anticipate in the future? Death, destruction, and chaos. And then the last one. A column by Walter Isaacson, Colin Powell's Redeeming Failures. That was in the op-ed section of the Times yesterday. This is Elaine Stone from Chappaqua, New York. Chappaqua? How do you say it? Chappaqua? Chappaqua, New York. She writes, Colin Powell should not only have fought more vigorously for the correct position, but he should also have spoken out vehemently and publicly against the mistaken Bush policies, if not as Secretary of State, then as a former Secretary of State. He deserves the condemnation of history for his lack of courage. Well, I agree with that. I really do. On the other hand, Colin Powell has never demonstrated courage. Never. As far as I'm concerned. He has been a go-along, get-along kind of dude who rapidly advanced, didn't he? Through the upward, through the ranks of the military. But he was the quintessential Peter Principle dude, you know, being able to rise to the highest level of his incompetence. And that's what he did. So I disagree that, you know, just because somebody talks quietly and doesn't make bombastic statements and doesn't come across like a freak like I do or a neocon neo-Nazi like Richard Perle or the rest of these people does not necessarily mean that they are packed chock-a-block with wisdom. What it could mean is they're just packed chock-a-block with the full and certain knowledge that they better watch what they say if they want that nice fat government retirement check and the ability to slide into the private sector after they, you know, do their public sector service and make lots and lots of money. As far as I'm concerned, Colin Powell was an abject failure. And I agree with the last letter writer there. History is going to rip him a new body orifice for what he did. He was a active participant. He was a co-conspirator in the murder of thousands of people in Iraq and thousands of innocent people in Afghanistan. To hell with you, Colin Powell. To hell with you. I hate cowardice. I hate cowardice, especially when that cowardice manifests itself in government or industry or corporate America. I'm such a coward, I'm going to keep my mouth shut just so I can get along by going along. I hate that. It's disgusting. It's contemptible. To hell with you, Colin Powell. You're not a hero. You're a fake and a phony. And you have absolutely no integrity. Now, go make your money in the defense industry and get the hell out of town. Quick break. We'll be back. Joan Kravitz joins us. We're going to talk about helpamericarecount.org and then back to my mad ramblings and your phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
How is it that Matt Drudge is mentioned on the news as a source for a story? How on CNN, on ABC, do news anchors say, this comes from Matt Drudge?
Well, they have a sense of humor.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Edison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
My name's Jen, I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Andy Flick. An Iranian opposition group says Iran's military is running a nuclear weapons research facility in Tehran, the Iranian capital. The National Council of Resistance of Iran made this announcement Wednesday, but CNN Radio's David Ensor says some are questioning the group's motives.
The Iranian opposition makes no secret of its wish to hurt the regime in Tehran, and not all of its assertions about Iranian nuclear activity have been corroborated. But the group was the first to correctly reveal that Iran had for years pursued nuclear activities at secret facilities near Natanz and Iraq.
The National Council of Resistance of Iran says it has contacts within the Iranian military. The International Atomic Energy Agency is investigating the matter. The White House says developments in Russia's nuclear program are consistent with the treaty signed between Russia and the U.S. 2 years ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin told top military officials his country will soon have advanced nuclear missile systems that other nations cannot access. The White House is working to fill the numerous vacancies that have popped up following President Bush's reelection. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan unveils one move.
The president today is announcing his intention to appoint Harriet Myers to be counsel to the president.
Myers would follow Alberto Gonzalez, who's been nominated to become the next attorney general. Gonzalez went to Capitol Hill Wednesday to meet with Senator Patrick Leahy, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Two sources tell CNN Mr. Bush's top political advisor Karl Rove has talked to Democratic Senator Ben Nelson about serving as agriculture secretary. And Veneman announced her resignation as agriculture secretary on Monday. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will be in a Washington hospital Friday for minor surgery. Rice has just been nominated to serve as Secretary of State. Two well-known American retailers are becoming one. Kmart and Sears are merging. It's a surprise move that will create the nation's third-largest retailer. This is CNN Radio News.
America's first family.
The Today Show with Katie, Matt, Al, and Ann.
Watching Katie and Matt as a team is one of the joys.
He's so much fun to be around.
I don't think you can possibly ask for anyone better to sit next to morning after morning.
Matt is Felix. I'm Oscar.
That's a drop-dead combo.
I think we all feel pretty lucky.
Join Katie, Matt, Al, and Ann on Today.
America's first family. Today on NBC.
There is no safe cigarette. Light and ultralight cigarettes are no exception. To reduce the health effects of smoking, the best thing to do is to quit. At PhilipMorrisUSA.com, you can find this and other information on the serious health effects of smoking, along with links to sites that can help smokers quit, including information on local quitting resources. For more, call us at 1-877-PM-USA-WEB or visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
The vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says more than half of the insurgents in Fallujah have been either killed or captured. U.S. Army General Peter Pace admits some enemy fighters did escape Fallujah before the American-led operation.
But no doubt also during the battle, some who wanted to be able to get off the battlefield were able to. So there have been some who were in Fallujah at one time who are no longer there, and they have gone elsewhere.
Pace was on Capitol Hill Wednesday to brief the Senate Armed Services Committee about developments in Fallujah and Mosul. World leaders and international diplomats are reacting strongly to the apparent killing of an aid worker who was kidnapped in Iraq. Margaret Hassan of CARE International is believed to have been killed by her captors. The White House issued a statement condemning the killing. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said he was, quote, shocked and deeply saddened. The administrator of the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund says any future program should consider paying a flat fee to all recipients. Some victims' family members received as much as $7.1 million. This is news from CNN Radio. Former President Bill Clinton says he knew from the beginning that he wanted his presidential library in his hometown. The library opens Thursday in Little Rock, Arkansas, and CNN Radio's Kelly Wallace is there.
There are just a few journalists here in Little Rock, Arkansas. I believe more than 1,000 television crews from all over the world, Entertainment Tonight, a sign of how Bill Clinton, even as a former president, remains a bit of a rock star.
Mr. Clinton spoke this week to the Greater Little Rock Chamber of Commerce, saying he wanted to contribute to the city's development. Researchers say doctors might be able to use high-frequency sound waves to remove deadly blood clots in the brain. One researcher compares the technology to a spoon that stirs sugar into a cup of tea. An archaeologist from the University of South Carolina says tests on one dig site trace a human settlement to 50,000 years ago. That's 20,000 years before most scientists believe people settled in North America. I'm Andy Flick. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You should stop looking at the electoral map. It's not just primary colors, folks. That is not the way America looks. If you look at the electoral map and start talking about red and blue states, if you live in a blue state, you might as well devolve and crawl back into the ocean and hope that you meet up with some other Democrats, liberals, and progressives in Atlantis where we can build our, you know, Xanadu.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. It's why there's EarthShare, the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right.
It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. And we are joined now by Joan Kravitz, who used to be one of the bureau chiefs for my program back in the bad old days of WLS in Chicago. Hey, Joan, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. Yes, I did used to be a bureau chief. You inspired me.
I fired you?
No, you inspired me.
Oh, I inspired you. Which bureau did you...
The Highland Park Bureau.
Highland Park, that's right. Now it's all coming back.
Joan and Highland Park.
In a flood of bad memories. Yeah, I remember. You know, everything about WLS makes my skin crawl. You know, I didn't know earlier tonight, and I still don't. Please tell me what your association with HelpAmericaRecount.org is. Are you the founder or what?
I'm the founder and executive director. I should really say I'm one of the co-founders, mm-hmm. and I'm the executive director. I'm also the co-founder of the National Ballot Integrity Project, which is what got me into Help America Recount.
All right. I should have known that. So.
Oh, of course you should have.
Yeah, I should have. But here I am, as usual, you know, being kind of like, guide me, show me the way out of the woods. Give us an overview, if you would, about what is happening in the various areas where they're doing recounts. It's my understanding that's Ohio, and there's been a challenge in New Hampshire. And,
right.
And Florida, I understand Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.org witnessed some ugliness down in Volusia County.
She sure did. It's quite a story, and I've got some updates for you on that.
Okay, let her rip.
Okay, well, why don't I save the best for last?
Okay.
And bring you up to date on what's going on with the recounts.
All right.
First of all, I heard you last night, and you were very sad, Mike, about the possibility of, or the impossibility of being able to get Bunny Pants out of office.
Right.
And you're probably right. I don't personally expect that we're going to be able to stop the coronation, but what we can do is cast a huge cloud over his legitimacy. And most important, we're planning to create just a general hue and cry, just to pitch all of the voting machines into the nearest body of water.
Okay,
that's our last best chance.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If it is almost understood now that, as you say, Bush will have his coronation, and that's exactly what it is, and if there's no way to reverse this, no matter what the results are, when you say cast a hue of illegitimacy over his presidency, but you and I and people who despise what is happening in this country, he's already illegitimate. And to the people who voted for him, people like you and I can scream and yell or be quiet and do good work, whatever it is, and they don't pay any attention to us. So
you're
I've
right.
I've got to ask this question, Joan, and I ask it with respect to you, to the Nader people, to the Green Party, to the Libertarians, to Bev Harris, to everybody. What is the use in doing what you're doing? And I ask that honestly, like a child coming and asking a question. What's the use?
I think the use is there is always the chance that we may be able to stop it in its tracks. But the use is that we have a platform with this to be able to truly bring this story into the mainstream. We all know that Florida in 2000 really didn't get out into the mainstream.
Right.
We all know that the legitimacy of Emperor Bunny Pants has been generally accepted except among us diehards, of whom there are quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we have a moment in time where we have a chance to bring this into the mainstream. And I'm working with a very high-powered group of people from around the country who have an incredible range of skills. I mean, well-known writers, lawyers, funders, people in the mainstream, who are putting together a team to be able to, for instance, cover the Libertarian and Green-sponsored recount in Ohio with the kind of really high-powered teams of people that one would have expected that the Kerry people would have brought in.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly better than that, because our teams will know what they're supposed to be looking for. And I'm afraid the Kerry people probably wouldn't have, because they, despite all the warnings, they seem to have totally ignored the entire issue with electronic voting.
But I have read reports, and tell me if they're correct, that Kerry is just working under the radar, that he did send, there are attorneys in Ohio that are monitoring these recounts, that some of the activity and even the funding has been surreptitiously provided from the remaining, I think they had $30, $40 million left over in the Kerry campaign fund.
Well, if that's true, we haven't seen any of it, and none of our sources are reporting on it. But I think there's a lot of hope around the Internet that the Kerry people are working actively behind the scenes mm-hmm. to make something happen. Perhaps they are, but they're keeping a very low profile.
Well, let me ask you this.
They've asked for some reports, but that's about it at this point. Now, maybe they'll get really active when we start bringing real information up.
Would it be a correct statement to say, then, that perhaps what you and these various organizations, including Bev Harris and what everybody is doing, if the acknowledgement is already there that it's almost impossible to reverse what has happened, that Bush is going to have his coronation, then is it correct to assume that whatever is discovered or whatever is put together here will be a rallying point around which people who still believe in this country can rally?
Exactly.
And perhaps use it as a platform to try to make sure it doesn't happen in 2006 or 2008. Is that a fair assessment?
You put it beautifully, Mike. I knew that you would.
Well, I have to follow it up by saying I have doubts as to whether or not that will work. And forgive me, I've gotten a lot of email from a lot of people who said, Jesus, how can you not be totally in favor, totally supportive, totally... And I say I am totally in support of, I totally in favor of, but there's the part of me that owns the BS detector in how the Republicans work and how thoroughly they have bored into our system media, electoral politics, mm-hmm. and government over the past 35 or 40 years. And
it's
I've said
longer.
And I've said before on this program, I doubt if I'll be alive or live long enough to see the Republicans, the neoconservatives, eventually turned out of office and sent packing back to being the minority party that they deserve to be.
And you may be right, Mike. We're of an age, and I'm doing this for my children and my grandchildren, far
right.
more than I am for myself, to be honest. But we have this one point in time. This is our moment to rally. What if the Germans had done this in 1933? Would it have made a difference? Maybe, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't try.
That's true.
At
yeah.
least we're making the effort, and we're making a good effort. We're not going about this in an amateurish way. We're flying under the radar to a large extent, which right now is a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, they're dismissing us, but in a way that's not bad. It allows us to get our forces in place and spring a guerrilla attack, so to speak.
Okay, two things I want to ask you, and we have a break coming up here real
sure.
quick. I would like for you to share with us what's happening in Volusia County.
You bet.
And what's happening in Ohio. And then the other thing has completely slipped my mind. Damn. Boy, it's you know, getting old is not for cowards.
New Hampshire? I know.
Getting old is not for cowards. I'll think of it during the break. Break's
sure.
coming up right now. So let me put you on hold for a second. Joan, and we'll come back in a minute. We're talking with Joan Kravitz, one of the founders and the executive director of HelpAmericaRecount.org. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Saying why, why did I have to make my ballot a butterfly? I mean, I eat dinner by 4 and yogurt by 10, and there ain't no way that I voted for Buchanan. Now in case they get tangled in a revolt web, no need to sweat, W, you can count on Brother Jeff. Uh-oh, and we better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you're overseas, Seminole will fill it in long as you're down with the GOP. And the WB.
Planet. Ocean warriors, beware of algal blooms. Matt McClain from the Surfighter Foundation explains.
When the nitrates from the sewage reaches the ocean, it basically acts like a fertilizer, and so all the algae and other organisms in the ocean feed upon that, and we have what's called harmful algal blooms.
Because these algae are so pervasive in the water, it causes other species like sea lice to feed on the algae.
We've been seeing swimmers going into the water, getting stung by sea lice, and then coming coming out with just horrible rashes.
These rashes look like the worst case of chicken pox. For days afterward, it feels like you're on fire.
In some cases, causing systemic allergic reactions, requiring them to go to the hospital, and two cases have been life-threatening.
Go to surfrider.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
Dixie County, same story. 77.5% are registered Democrats. And the vote came out 77% for Bush and 15% who are registered Republicans, 15% for Kerry. I mean, it's almost a mirror image. It's Orwellian. It's like the joke was on us.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Purple. Can you imagine a world without the color purple? What does the color purple make you think of? Purple is the two-personality color. Dark purple is rich and suggests royalty and power. Light purple is happy and tranquil, the color of passion. Hi, this is Brandon of Genesis Painting. Color stirs emotion and brings your world into balance. Think of your favorite color and call Genesis Painting.
When it comes to painting, you want it done right. That's why more and more people turn to Genesis Painting. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. You pay nothing until the job is completely finished. And nobody matches the warranty Genesis provides. For a free, fast estimate, call Genesis Painting at 277-9070. For home or business, when it's worth doing right, it's worth Genesis Painting.
What is your favorite color?
Call Genesis Painting at
277-9070. When it's right, there is right.
We color your world.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm Lynn Bozoff. My son Evan died from a strain of bacterial meningitis, an infection for which many college students are at increased risk. His death could have been prevented with a vaccine that many campuses offer.
Get more information, visit the website MUSA.org or call 1-866-321-4MFA.
Brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
Who will be Sports Illustrated's 2004 Sportsman of the Year? Go to SI.com/sportsman to cast your vote and tune in on November 28th at 3:30 p.m. on Fox to find out the winner.
Thanks for switching on the Mic 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themic921.com.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. We are talking with Joan Kravitz, who is one of the founders and executive director of Help America Recount .org. Now, Joan, the report, I think it came out today, the Associated Press, it says the vast majority of provisional ballots cast in Ohio were legitimate, say election officials who are poring over thousands of presidential election ballots. Just for that opening sentence, how does that affect the idea of recount or reordering what happened in Ohio?
Only marginally, Mike. We're not looking specifically at the absentee ballots. We're looking at everything.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the provisional ballots, I believe that the number they quoted was 20% were discarded. That's a fairly high number.
Yeah.
And those are all going to have to be looked over again to see if particularly in certain counties, if they were discarding more than they should have.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be looking at that.
Okay.
There's also making sure that all the absentees were counted, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. Most of the ballots in Ohio are punch card.
Right.
And that is thanks to some wonderful work by some activists in Ohio, the Citizens Alliance for Secure Elections, who managed to stop the implementation of Diebold touchscreen machines throughout the state.
Right.
They actually backed off Blackwell. So we have paper. There are those awful punch cards. But punch cards have this funny habit of, in minority communities, they tend not to work very well.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
It is. It's very strange. I wonder why that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all of these ballots where supposedly there's no vote for president. And some of them are going to be hanging chads.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them probably won't have a hole marked in them.
Right.
But we expect to find a large number that are very clearly punched. They tend to set those machines a little bit differently in some of the minority communities so that they pass out some.
Oh, God.
It is amazing.
It never stops, does it?
It doesn't ever stop.
You know, here's the thing that intrigues me, Joan. Prior to this election, it was very clear, even mainstream media was carrying reports, or were carrying reports, of all the voter suppression techniques being used by the Republicans all over the country,
mm-hmm.
Whether it was Ohio or Arkansas or Nevada. Just story after story after story of the dirty tricks and the slime and the ugliness of these neocon Republicans. And then when the election turns out the way it has turned out, mainstream media now is more focused on bringing us the verdict in murder cases than really focusing down on the story. And I think that is going to be a major part of the problem in getting this out. And I realize we still have the internet, at least for a while, until Bush and company figures out a way to destroy that also. But, I just don't understand why everybody is poo-pooing this story now. And some of the writers, like this woman who writes to the Washington Post, I just read the article, and where they mock the idea that Democrats are saying, look, there was fraud perpetrated here, when their own newspapers carried the pre-election stories of the attempts at blatant voter suppression. And I just don't understand that, unless I put on my tinfoil hat and accept the fact that there is what Hillary said there is, only it's bigger. The vast right-wing conspiracy does now include every single bit of mainstream media.
Well, it certainly is hard to get through the filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yes, it is very interesting that they are fighting so hard against something that they're saying is so silly.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that they're screaming conspiracy theory at the top of their lungs,
mm-hmm.
in every organ they can possibly find, and picking out just the most bizarre stories or focusing on a tiny sliver of the statistical findings and poo-pooing them.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they screaming so loud? Unless there's something to protect.
I would think. I mean, that's been my experience over the course of my life. The people that scream, "There's nothing here, there's nothing here," are usually mm-hmm. people who understand that there is something there, and they want you to look the other direction. Can you expand a bit on the Bev Harris story from Volusia County? I've read reports that there was a lockdown in Volusia County, and then I believe Bev and one of her associates found boxes of uncounted ballots or something.
It's a wonderful story. I got a call at 7:30 yesterday morning from Andy Stevenson, who's Bev's associate director and partner in, we can't call it crime. Somebody might
partner in truth.
Joan,
I've got to take a break here.
Sure.
I asked you the question. I got to come back and say I got to take a break. Just hold that thought, and we'll come back right after this break. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're talking with Joan Kravitz, one of the founders and the chief executive of, or executive director, I should say, of HelpAmericaRecount.org. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
So let me introduce myself. George W. is my name. And things in good old Washington will never be the same. Now Dick and Coleman tell me what to say and what to do. They even help me figure out which people I should screw. Oh, I'm George W., don't you cry for me. I've come all the way from Texas, just as dumb as I can be.
Air America fans, muckraking Mother Jones magazine has a special offer just for you. Get a full year subscription for just $10 at our new website, readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com, where you'll get over 70% off the regular price. Subscribe today and get instant access to all subscriber-only content and extras on our website. Fight back against 4 more years of corruption by subscribing to Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
The states where were actually hit by terrorists, Pennsylvania, New York, we went for Kerry, and we, you know, it just drives me crazy, this liberal elitist stuff. George W. Bush isn't an elitist? George W. Bush, whose family has gone to Yale since the 1850s?
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
I need to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Where'd you look, Pete?
Rooster, I only wanted to get a $50 certificate, but only paid $25 for it.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made.
No, it's true. Every Thursday, you can get one $150 certificate for only $25 at DimeMadison.com. And Rooster, I was going to see if maybe, you know, I could take you to dinner.
Fill your hand, you...
Oh, boys, get the horses around.
Tomorrow, get a $50 certificate for only $25 to the Tumbleweed Grill at DineMadison.com. The Tumbleweed Southwest Grill specializes in steaks, chicken, and seafood grilled over a mesquite wood fire for a distinctive smoky flavor. The full menu of Mexican offerings includes a Badlands burrito with ancho chili sauce, sizzling fajitas, and chimichangas with twice the beef. Cool down with an original margarita. Enjoy daily lunch specials, too, at the Tumbleweed Southwest Grill. This Thursday, get one of $150 gift certificates for only $25 and only at DineMadison.com.
Reading is something you can enjoy no matter where you are, even if you can't hold a book, turn a page, or read regular print. Because just for you, there are Talking Books, a national service of the Library of Congress. High-quality recordings of bestsellers, classics, even the latest magazines. And you can get Talking Books and playback equipment by mail at no charge if you're eligible. Here's how you can take a Talking Book.
Call the Wisconsin Regional Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1-800-242-8822.
Okay, let's say you're sitting at home when one of those TV shows comes on about the environment. You know, greenhouse gases and air pollution. You get all conflicted because you know it's important, but hey, you're just one person sitting at home watching TV. Well, with Energy Star, you can be part of the solution. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car.
It's true. That's why the EPA urges you to take action at home to help protect the environment. Start by replacing 5 lights in your house with ones that have earned the Energy Star, having your heating and cooling system checked annually, and looking for products that have earned the government's Energy Star. These are only a few ways you can help reduce your home energy bills and make a big difference in the fight against air pollution. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov. And thanks to Energy Star, the next time one of those shows comes on about the environment, you'll know you're making a difference.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air.
And it was good. Once.
Planet check.
Lights, camera, action.
Green Treks is all about telling stories that change the world.
That's Tim Schlitzer, president of Green Treks Network.
Our belief is a lot of stories that are being told about the environment aren't really ones that help change it as much as help put more fear in people's lives.
Think globally, act locally.
What people really act on is when they see somebody locally doing something.
Think the sun don't shine in Philly?
We just broadcast the story about a family who switched totally over to solar power in Philadelphia. And because they generate so much energy, their meter runs backwards.
After the story aired, folks were calling asking how they could do the same.
Most responses that we got were, I didn't know you could do that in Philadelphia.
Find them online.
GreenTreks.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more Progressive Talk from The Mic, 92.1.
I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, we're talking with Joan Kravitz, one of the founders and the Executive Director of HelpAmericaRecount.org. Now, you were about to tell us about what happened down in Volusia County, Joan.
Oh, yeah, Volusia Gate.
Yeah, Volusia Gate. There you go.
Well, first of all, does everybody remember Volusia County from 2000? That's the county where Al Gore got negative 16,000 votes.
That's right.
Same Volusia County.
Uh-huh.
Not only the same Volusia County, but the same Volusia County where the chief election official actually called Diebold. She wrote Diebold a memo that Bev Harris managed to find that asked them to help her explain how Gore got negative 16,000 votes so she wouldn't look dumb.
Right.
Well, Bev and Andy Stevenson and Kathleen Wynne descended on Volusia County, and I don't know if they'll ever be the same. I got a call at 7:30 in the morning yesterday from Andy, madly driving on his way to Volusia, because Bev and Kathleen, her other assistant,
right,
were about to be arrested.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Well, they managed to talk their way out of it, and here's what happened. They had gone on Friday with their Freedom of Information Act request, which had been submitted in advance, to pick up the records that they had asked for, and they wouldn't give them, so they said, fine, we'll come back Monday, and if you don't have them, then we'll ask for a hand recount, which you can do in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they came back on Monday, and they were given freshly printed tapes from each precinct.
Freshly printed,
as in November 15th.
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't seem right.
No, they just weren't about to accept that. So they asked to see the real ones, and they were told that for privacy reasons, they couldn't make copies of the signed ones. So they insisted on at least looking at them, and they said they were in the warehouse. So they said, fine, where's the warehouse? And they showed up there, and there was this Lana Hires woman, the one who wanted the explanation for the negative 16,000 votes from Diebold,
right.
Being very surprised, and she and her buddies were handling the original tapes from the machines with the signatures by the precinct workers. And they didn't want Bev and Kathleen there. They shut the door on them, so Bev and Kathleen went out the door and around the back and found a big trash bag stuffed with, among other things, original signed Precinct Machine tapes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is what their FOIA order or request was all about.
Among those things, yes. They were also asking for all kinds of other records from the machines, but that's the biggie.
Well, isn't that in violation of some federal law? Or?
One would think so.
I would think.
State law, even in Florida.
But they came for Bev and her assistant, her associate.
Well, this is Jeb World.
Well, that's true. So what happened then? Bev and Marilyn? Is it Marilyn who went around the back?
No, Bev and Kathleen.
Kathleen, I'm sorry. Okay.
The workers came out and glared at them, and Kathleen is taking video, and Bev's going through the plastic bags and writing out a Freedom of Information Act request on the trash bags.
Oh, God. I don't believe this.
Honestly.
Where are we? Is this Haiti? No offense to Haitians, but in this hemisphere, they're the ones that usually get trampled. Is that where we are?
It does feel like it, doesn't it? Well, luckily, they had a whole video crew with them. And if anybody would like to see part of that video, which does not include Volusia yet, go to Votergate TV. They have half an hour of the film up online, and it's wonderful. Please don't all go at once and crash their server.
Okay, it's Votergate. Okay. VotergateTV.
No, Votergate.tv.
Okay, Votergate.tv. Okay.
So there they were with the video crew, the police, the election workers. I think the janitor was there too. And Andy showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of this, Bev is comparing the special printouts dated November 15th that she got from her Freedom of Information Act request with the signed poll tapes from election night, and some of them were missing.
Oh, God. How did the police... Why were the police there?
Because they were called.
And
they couldn't find a reason to arrest them in the end. So they continued. They continued, but it was a three-ring circus.
So let me get the picture straight. In order to find out how the democratic system worked in Volusia County, Florida, United States of America, Bev and Kathleen had to scramble through bags of trash.
That's right. Well, that's how we've done that.
That's how we discover how the Democrats and people don't believe this country is turning into a fascist, the fascist states of America. I wonder how many other states would have the trash bags with the original printouts that may or may not have been requested, but are being, and this brings me back to what I said earlier, Joan. Even if the evidence is produced, what good is it going to do us? Now, I guess we decided it'll become a rallying point for, I don't know, maybe revolution. But
you said you weren't going to use the R word, Mike.
Well, I did, but I don't know what. Well, it can be a peaceful revolution.
Yes,
look what they did in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be a peaceful revolution. Look at what happened in Tiananmen Square. No, never mind. That's a bad example, isn't it? Yeah. All right. All right, so what happened then?
Anyway, they started comparing the printouts, and they didn't match.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in an African-American precinct, which was one of the ones that they pulled out of the trash, and the votes were off by hundreds in favor of Bush.
Yeah.
And the other Republicans, of course, they gave them the votes, too. So which one was right, the polling tape that Volusia gave to Black Box Voting or the specially printed up one on the 15th without the signatures?
Oh, gee, that's a tough question. The ones that were handed over because of the FOIA request.
They would lose.
Yeah. Oh, God.
While this is going on, it gets even more interesting. There's an employee boxing up some items from Lana Heyer's desk, which contained, guess what was in there?
Don't keep me in suspense.
More polling place tapes.
Uh-huh.
And so the employee took those back to the behind the building and disappeared, and some additional voting integrity advocates from Florida ran in back of the building and decided to go through the trash there. So they got all kinds of memos and polling place tapes fresh from inside the office. And about this time, what they were able to do was they got the county office locked down. There are now tamper-proof tapes with Deb Harris and Lana Hyers' signatures on them.
Mm-hmm.
Over every bit of equipment and every box and everything has been at least categorized. They know what's in there. And if anything is touched, they go to court.
All right. Well, what's the next step now?
The next step is going to be an election contest.
In Volusia County, I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. All right.
And Volusia County is just the start. HelpAmericaRecount.org is putting together a war chest for Florida because this is going to be the battle of all battles. There are multiple counties that, if they're not throwing away the tapes, and we have activists all over Florida at this point looking in garbage bags, the word got out.
Well, wouldn't this be a good time to get a federal court order?
Yes, I've spoken to our attorney, and he said that it's most unlikely that we could get a federal court order for reasons that I'm not quite sure, but they tend to send them back to the state, or they only look at the single county where you have proof. Now, there's proof in spades because everything was videotaped. But that's just for Volusia.
Okay, then
in the meantime, they've been to multiple other counties and gotten some really, really funky-looking records from a variety of other counties where it actually looks like the vote for Bush and the vote for Kerry was flipped, which
All right,
sounds a little clumsy, but it looks like that's what happened.
Okay. Again, back to the idea of some court, if not a federal court, a state court, issuing some sort of an injunction against tampering with, destroying, or removing any of these items that your organization or Black Box or any organization is going to challenge. If that's not done, is it a safe assumption, Joan, the stuff will be destroyed?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike, and we're putting together a team of lawyers to do that right now.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right.
We can't quite stay ahead of these people, but we sure can stay up with them.
Well, that's good. All right. Now, listen, I have to take another break. And when we come back, we'll only have a few minutes, but I got a couple of people who want to ask you some questions. All right?
Okay.
All right. Stay where you are. And you folks who have a question for Bev, we'll come back and get your call right after this break. But you're going to... I'm not Bev. I'm sorry, Joan. But you're going to have to make your question quick, and Joan will give you as quick an answer as possible because we're running out of time. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Jones W. and Cheney couldn't win without sliding a trick. To Washington, they had to run.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
It's not like we're not angry about all the shenanigans, and there are shenanigans, but I just feel it's really unproductive to have this kind of, like, crazy spray of, and this is going out here, and there's a thing here, and 40 blah, blah, blah. It just sounds like the rantings of a loon.
Not that we're opposed to sounding like ranting loonies.
And that's what I do most of the time.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Ladies, I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but there are thousands of eligible guys you'd enjoy spending time with right here in your hometown. And you can find out all about them without them even knowing you're interested. All you've got to do is go to Cupid.com and browse their pictures and personals with complete anonymity. No headshots of strangers thousands of miles away. Because Cupid.com concentrates on bringing people together who have things in common, including an area code. Even if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, you can use Cupid's Auto Match to find guys with your favorite traits and qualities. Basic memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from Gold members, a service you usually pay for at other sites. Not all rainbows come down way off in the distance. Sometimes they land closer to your backyard than you think. Cupid.com. Your pot of gold's been here all along.
Cupid.com. Advertising locally on great radio stations to bring people together for love.
This is Police Officer Denise Armstrong for Madison Area Crime Stoppers. There have been several robberies around the area recently, and police are hoping someone will come forward with information. The Monona Police Department is investigating a robbery of the Cash Store on West Broadway Street. On August 27th, just after 10 p.m., a masked subject armed with a small, silver semi-automatic handgun robbed the two female employees and then fled on foot toward Lake Point Drive. The suspect is described as a black male, 6'3", wearing a light blue hooded sweatshirt and dark blue jeans. The Madison Police are also investigating a robbery to the Citgo on Flom Road on September 24th, just after 10 p.m. The suspect in this case was also masked. He was wearing a blue full-length jumpsuit, a royal blue knit cap with the logo A on the front, and royal blue knit gloves with rubber grips. If you have any information about these crimes, or any crime, please call Crime Stoppers at 266-6014. Callers can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control. That's what my parents taught me. They've shown me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
You've just won the intellectual lottery. Now, take your place at the mic. Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1.
9 minutes before the hour, we're talking with Joan Kravitz, the one of the founders and the executive director of HelpAmericaRecount.org. We're starting to run out of time here, Joan. I want to get a couple of calls in, but I've got to ask you. I got the impression, maybe wrongly, that from what you're saying, that the best outcome, or the second best outcome, is going to be the ability to stop this from happening again.
Right.
Now, my take on what has happened in 2000, 2002, and 2004 is that we don't have an ice cube's chance in hell unless it's stopped right now.
Right now.
So what are we supposed to do? And I ask you, I've asked Bev, I'll ask anybody, what are we supposed to do if it turns out that it's provable that this election was stolen? I maintain the election was stolen, period, but the chances of it being provable are 1 in 10,000. So let's take the odds. If it is provable, and the Bush crime family refuses to vacate, and there is no court that orders them to vacate, and if the election is confirmed by the United States House of Representatives, which it will be, then what's the point? Because come 2006, we don't have a chance, not even a chance.
You're going too far too fast, Mike.
Okay.
I know where you're coming from. But if we don't do it now, then we really don't have a chance.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But by do it now, what I mean is stop the certification of this election if it can be proved that the numbers have been jiggered.
That's what we're making every effort to do.
Okay. And if
that is what we're going for. That's what we're going for right now.
Okay.
We're not playing games here.
Do you think
Goal is to stop the certification?
Okay,
if we don't manage to do that, then the second best result isn't as good, but it does still give us hope.
Okay, if a non-certification is what you're looking for, if the evidence is there, do you think you'll have better luck than members of the Black Caucus who went into the United States, I guess it's a joint session of Congress, or else it was a session of the Senate, but each one of these members of the Black Caucus that begged for one senator, and Al Gore was presiding over this, one senator to help, whatever the term is, I don't know what the law is, but one senator needed to sign off on this decertification process, or at least a chance to look at it, and not one single senator would do it. Now,
no, they didn't. So let's think of this as a little bit more like the Boston Tea Party, where the people took the means into their own hands, because that's what we're doing here.
Okay, all right.
The politicians and the parties don't do it, and they're not, then the American people will. And
all right.
That's why we're asking for funding. That's why we're asking for volunteers, and that's why we're putting together the organization to make it happen.
All right. Now, this is going to have to be real quick. Ann is calling from California. Ann, go ahead. I'm sorry to make it quick, but, man, we're just about out of time. Go ahead, Ann.
That's all right. This is my first time ever calling one of these places, but let me try to be succinct. I've heard what she says, but you know what? I don't buy it, because she's just telling us the same thing that they are, that the people are going to do it. We have no power to do this. And you're asking for money, and believe me, I have contributed to every single one of them. But I want results. I want someone to stand up and say, what I'm standing for is going to make a difference. You're telling us that it's not going to make any difference, and you think we have 4 more years that we can turn it around? You're wrong.
No, I don't.
Okay, let me. All right, Ann. All right, hold on. Everybody, hold on. Ann, let me get an answer from Joan, and if you can get it off the radio or the internet, however you're listening. All right, how do you respond?
I hear the frustration, and
right.
We all feel that frustration, and I agree. We don't have another 4 years, which is why we have to act now. Why we have to do it now. And it's a damn more than a shame that it's not being done by the Kerry people, whose responsibility it is and who we funded to do this. But they're not. So we have to do what has to be done.
All right, let me try one more here. Susan is calling. Susan's calling from Great Neck, New York. Susan, very quickly, go ahead.
Hi, all of you patriots, true patriots and heroes. Yes, we have to focus on Germany 1933. We cannot allow that to happen here. And if the house is on fire, and the firefighters don't show up, a la John Kerry, we have to put our fire out and save our family. We have got to do everything possible. It's John Kennedy's words. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Whatever it is, we have to do it. And everybody that is backing off and depressed and disappointed, too bad, your house is on fire. You've got to figure a way to find your voice and find what you can do to assist these freedom fighters, people like Joan and Bev and everybody, in getting this brought to the national
consciousness.
Okay, Susan, let me see if I can squeeze one more. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Well said.
That was so wonderful.
All right, very quickly, Ray in New Jersey. And I mean real quick, Ray, go ahead.
I just wanted to say I think everyone said a lot of things. I'm really quite pissed that the Kerry campaign really hasn't done anything about this, and they conceded so quickly. But one of the things that I'm just wondering is why in the hell did we even consider voting on these goddamn machines, man? Why are we?
Okay, you can't. Now hold on. Stop, Ray. I'm gonna have to end your phone call because you can't. I'm sorry, you just can't use that kind of language on the program. I'm sorry. All right, Joan, let's wrap it up. We've got about 30 seconds here. What is it that you want people to do?
Please, unless you feel like Ann does, and I urge you to respond like Susan and be a patriot. Help us. Donate to the Help America Recount Fund. If you can come to either Ohio or Florida, don't get up and come now. Email me at taskforce@ballotintegrity.org. That's taskforce@ballotintegrity.org.
Okay.
Donate to www.helpamericarecount.org. Do what you can do in your community. Start looking for those plastic bags behind your county courthouse.
That sounds great. Joan, we'll talk again. I've got to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Take care. Watch your back. We'll talk again, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
I have been getting slammed with emails, not just by listeners. My wife is literally slamming me with emails.
And that's not a euphemism. He means that.
That's not like a... She made whoopee on my email account. I'm being harassed electronically about why aren't the Democrats doing anything about the recount.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
This is Josh Plessig. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I am on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. More changes in the president's cabinet. Nick Giuliano reports domestic policy advisor Margaret Spellings has been named to head the education department.
Margaret Spellings has quietly worked in the background helping shape the president's domestic policy. Naming her Secretary of Education designate, the president says he's benefited in the past from Spellings' wide range of knowledge.
I'm now calling on this energetic reformer to serve the children of America by continuing our vital work of improving our nation's public schools.
Before her years in the White House, Spellings worked as Mr. Bush's education advisor in Texas. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
Democratic Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska has reportedly been approached by the Bush administration about becoming agriculture secretary. Nelson would neither confirm nor deny the report, adding that he's happy in his current job. House Republicans Wednesday approved a rule change that would allow Majority Leader Tom DeLay to remain in his leadership post even if he's indicted in an ongoing criminal probe in Texas. DeLay says Democrats are just trying to force him out.
The rules stay the same, and what has happened is the process has changed so that the Democrats cannot affect who serves in leadership or as a chairman in the Republican majority.
The new rule says a leader or committee chairman must be convicted before he or she could be forced to give up that position. Two close associates of DeLay have already been indicted on charges they funnel corporate donations to state candidates through a political action committee founded by DeLay. New CIA Director Porter Goss is already raising eyebrows with a memo to his staff in what he calls the rules of the road. Goss says the agency supports the administration and its policies and not the opposition. This is CNN Radio News.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Federal health officials tell a House hearing that the flu vaccine shortage won't be a repeat event.
The GOP chairman of the House Government Reform Committee, Tom Davis, insists the Food and Drug Administration was kept in the dark by the British flu vaccine manufacturer, stung by contamination problems. But the panel's top Democrat, Henry Waxman, blames the shortage on the agency.
FDA's laxity has had a heavy cost. If FDA had ensured that the problems identified in June 2003 were fixed, this year's flu crisis might never have happened.
The good news? Federal health officials now say the flu season's off to a slow start this year, and there should be sufficient vaccine for high-risk Americans who request inoculations. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
A recount is ordered in the Washington State governor's race more than 2 weeks after the election. County officials finally tallied the absentee vote. Republican Dino Rossi leads Democrat Christine Gregoire by 261 votes. This is news from CNN Radio. A new study finds that ultrasound waves may help a drug break up blood clots. Our Stan Nurnberger has more.
The same sound waves used to view a baby in the womb have also shown the ability to increase the power of an anti-clotting drug used for strokes. The study's primary author, Dr. Andrei Alexandrov, explains the sound waves appear to act as a catalyst.
It works like this non-harmless spoon that stirs this solution. And we simply think that using diagnostic ultrasound, we can lodge more TPA into the clot.
Use of this therapy is limited right now since the drug, to be effective, must be administered within 3 hours of the onset of stroke symptoms, and the ultrasound machine used is highly specialized. Stan Nurnberger, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice will have minor surgery Friday at a Washington hospital. On Tuesday, Rice was named as the president's choice for Secretary of State. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
The bullies and thugs that used to be the jocks or whatever you want to call in high school rule the hallways with a bizarre code of ethics, and no one says anything. How is it that these adults in Washington and in the news media are allowing the bullies and thugs to make the rules?
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The following is a message from Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Hi, my name is Patrick Fugit. America is known as the land of the free. Racism is a contradiction of the very symbol America stands for. Take your part in the united responsibility to uphold America's freedoms for all people.
Hi, I'm Tim Allen. A more perfect union involves all of us, all races, all religions. Stop hate crimes. Racism is un-American.
Fight the hate. A message
from Radio.
Radio for a Hate-Free America.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Program note again, tomorrow night, Thursday, during the first hour of the program, people between the ages of 13 and 17 will be calling in. Linda will make sure that, best she can, that you are in that age group, and we want to hear what the young folks have to say about whatever issue you want to bring up. As long as it's something that's on the current radar. You know, we're not looking for you to tell us how hard your last algebra test was. You understand what I'm saying? But talk about whatever's on your mind, like, oh, I don't know, abstinence-only sex education, or the war in Iraq, or Bush, or whatever. Now, speaking about all that, we want to share with you, before we go to your phone call, that's the first hour tomorrow, 13 and 17-year-olds, okay? And then I'm getting sidetracked here. On Friday, Kathy and I will not be here, and all of next week we will not be here. The network will be running best of Malloy shows that Linda is putting together, and we hope you enjoy those. Just kick back and listen to those. It might be some that you missed, all right, or whatever. But we'll be gone for 6 working days, so don't think that we've been kidnapped, murdered, or fired, or quit, or hauled off to Guantanamo. Although I'm not so sure about that last thing. But all right. Now, Simple Scotty McClellan, the White House press geek, had a briefing today, as they're having now every day. Now that the campaign is over, no longer press gaggles. They have press briefings where the crack White House press corps, professionals everyone, hard-ass Washington, D.C., professional journalists, gather to ask Scotty questions. So today, you know, if you've been wondering what Bush's new cabinet will be like, you know, I think it's going to be neo-Nazis. But here's a little info on his pick for the new Secretary of Education. Can you say regressive and sexually repressed? I knew you could. All right, the reporter says, a question for you, Scott, on the president's appointment of Margaret Spelling as Secretary of Education. She's a strong advocate of abstinence-only programs for sex education in schools. Is there something to be said for a program that also teaches contraception? In case children were to fall off the abstinence wagon, they would know how to arm themselves.
I think she's a strong advocate for the president's agenda, as are other members of this team, and she is someone the president has... You heard him say, has full trust in her abilities.
Quack, quack.
In terms of that question, I think if you looked at what we have pursued, we have said that the funding for abstinence education at least ought to be on at least equal footing with other education programs.
And the proof is out there. I mean, I don't know if the National Institute of Health is still is allowed to post it on their website, or public health organizations who have studied this closely. Abstinence-only programs don't work. They result in teen pregnancies and the spread of venereal diseases, up to and including AIDS. Oh, geez, never mind. Now, another reporter wants to know if Bush really believes abstinence-only education works. A reporter says, but if you try to reduce teenage pregnancies and everything else that the president is trying to reduce, is it not worthwhile to talk to children and teach them about contraception in case on some occasion...
The president is an advocate of abstinence education programs because he wants to focus on what works, and we know that they have proven results of working to teach, send the right message to our children.
Oh, you moron. The results show... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I don't know why we keep doing Scott McClellan's press briefings. I guess because we found it find it hysterically funny. This guy could no more answer a straight question than he could push a string. On the controversial email Porter Goss sent employees of the CIA... And I'm sure you're all familiar with that. The reporter here says, Scott, critics are suggesting that it means he's trying to tell people at the CIA they have to fall in line with the president's policies, though the memo also suggests the opposite. What is your sense of why it was necessary to issue an email that tells people that we're in the business of supplying intelligence, not deciding policy, which seems, on the face of it, to be a pretty obvious statement? Is this an effort to tell people at the CIA, if you disagree, keep your mouth shut?
That's not at all what he was saying.
If you look at the
email, he said what the direction from the president was to him when he took over as the director of Central Intelligence. He said the president's direction was very clear. The intelligence community must do all it can to keep Americans safe, both here and abroad.
Like you've always done.
We appreciate
all
the work that the men and women at the CIA are doing.
Oh, okay.
He also went in to say in that email that we do not make policy, though we do inform those who make it. We avoid political involvement, especially political partisanship.
Oh, my God! See, he stands right there and says it. Porter Goss is stacking the CIA with Republican hard right-wing neo-Nazis. The career CIA moles and people and operatives are saying, to hell with this, and leaving. And McClellan stands there and says, well, we avoid political involvement, especially political partisanship. Oh, my God. Now, the next question is from Russell Mokhiber. I'm sure you're familiar with him, on Bush's upcoming trip to Canada. Oh, and by the way, have you all seen the article going around the Internet? It was published in the Toronto Star. The question, should Canada arrest and charge Bush with war crimes? I think it's a good idea. Never happened, though. Anyway, on Bush's upcoming trip to Canada, Russell Mokhiber asked, Scott, Kofi Annan in September said that the war in Iraq is an illegal war. If it's an illegal war, then the 100,000 who have died there, according to the Johns Hopkins School, are victims of war crimes. Now, the president is going to Canada later this year, and the largest circulation newspaper in Canada yesterday wrote a column, printed a column titled, Should Canada Indict Bush? Raising question of a war crimes prosecution. They have a war crimes law in Canada, Scott, and I'm wondering, has the general counsel looked at the president's legal exposure to a war crimes prosecution?
Russ, I think that it's a ridiculous question that you bring up. You were out on the Nader campaign, I think, at the time when this issue came up, and we addressed it at that time, and I'm not going to go back through it again.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Now, let's go to Mr. Bunny Pants himself. We just love the fact that the day he nominates another right-wing religious wacko to his cabinet, the absence-only advocate and soon-to-be Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, he also invited some kids from a local school to meet the White House turkeys. Which turkeys, you ask?
I want to thank everyone here with the National Turkey Federation. We also got some special guests from the Immaculate Conception School. I'm glad you took this field trip to the White House. I'm grateful to your school and the parish for sharing some of your blessings during the holidays.
The Immaculate Conception School! That's on the same day that he nominates the abstinence-only advocate. Oh, never mind. Pardoning the turkeys. Here he is again. No, I'm not talking about Ashcroft and Paul. Now, I'm a fan of historical fiction. I'm not a fan, but it bothers me when a president tries to rewrite our national history. Now he's trying to claim the founding fathers were Bible-thumping Christians. Weren't they deists at best, and some were agnostic or atheists?
Thanksgiving tradition dates back to our nation's earliest days. We are a nation founded by men and women who deeply felt their dependence on God and always gave him thanks and praise.
Really?
As we prepare for Thanksgiving in 2004, we have much to be thankful for.
Tax cuts.
Our families.
Tax cuts.
Our friends.
Tax cuts.
Our beautiful country.
Tax cuts.
And the freedom granted to each one of us by the Almighty.
And the tax cuts. The pilgrims also brought about the slaughter of Native Americans. Never mind. All right, well, that's enough from simple Scotty McClellan and too stupid to be president. I can't take any more. How about you? I think I've had enough. We're going to go back to your phone calls right after this quick break. So. I get dingy when I hear Scott McClellan followed by Bunny Pants. I lose my train of thought. Okay, let's take a break here. I'll go lick my finger and stick it in the nearest wall socket, get a charge, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Jesus was Republican and he saved us from Al Gore. And he believes in trickle down and shipping jobs offshore. Wishes all them unemployed was not trying to tax his well. Your brother's keeper just don't apply, cause it's everybody for himself. Jesus came in glory, and in glory he shall return. The preacher said, in God we trust, ye Democrats shall burn. No butterflies, no hanging chads can save them in the end. Jesus boasts the
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
It's one of those see you later emails.
Bring it. I'm going to listen one more time. And if I hear you minimize or ridicule those who are working hard to get this election fraud uncovered, then I'm switching to my old jazz station.
Wait. Allow me. Okay, you happy now, Trump?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
It's going to be another classic Big Ten weekend at the UW Fieldhouse for the Wisconsin volleyball team. On Friday, November 19th, the Badgers take on Michigan at 7 p.m. Fans will receive a Bucky poster courtesy of Fujifilm, Pioneer Photo Albums, and Woodman's. Wisconsin then faces Michigan State on Saturday, November 20th, which has now been moved to 7:30 p.m. Fans will receive limited edition player training cards courtesy of the Best Western in-towner and Settle Strauss while supplies last. For more information or to order your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
I told you this place is great.
I know. I had no idea. No, I got to get back to work. Waiter. Señor. El checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny. I really don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelley?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow! For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
A pop quiz for parents with second grade teacher Mrs. Ridge.
Today's quiz will be a multiple choice. Number one, the last time I watched TV was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number two, the last time I saw a movie was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. Number three, the last time I watched pro sports was A, last night, B, last week, or C, last month. And one more question, pass or fail. The last time I visited my child's school was A, last night, B, last week, C, last month, or D, None of the above.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
They may have won the election, but if we keep fighting, we'll never lose. This is The Mike, 92.1.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 22 past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270, but you already know that. So Kevin is calling from, let me guess, Connecticut? Is that right?
Mike.
Hey, Kevin.
You? Yeah, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I like your show. I get on the internet, and... you know, your screener is much nicer than the idiot that Sean Hannity has. I tried to get on his show one time because I didn't tell your screeners, but he said that Jimmy Carter didn't have much to do with it. He didn't know how much Jimmy Carter had to do with the Camp David Accords.
Well, Sean Hannity is an idiot.
I wanted to come home. I was coming home from college. I wanted to call up and say, look at Sean. You know, Carter got that together, and he did quite a bit, you moron.
Yeah.
But, of course, the screener didn't let me on, but... But, you know, it's scary that we have people like that on the radio telling people lies like that. But I called you to tell you and ask you, how could a Democrat sit on Gonzalez being nominated for Attorney General? He doesn't believe in Geneva Conventions, thinks they're quaint. And then we have this Tom DeLay thing that happened today, right?
Right, right.
I mean, how could a Democrat... I mean, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat, and I'm proud of it, but I'm not proud when they don't do anything. You know, I'm befuddled.
I don't have an answer to that. I've been questioning that for the past certainly the past 4 years, maybe even more than that. I don't know. I think it's the leadership of the Democratic Party that is corrupt. It needs to go. It needs to go completely, and I hope that occurs. If it doesn't, it is time for Democrats who are liberal in their belief, who are active, who are progressive, to leave this party.
There's
no other way to put it.
Well, I'm proud to say I'm liberal, Mike, because I'm not going to let those people define me. And the Democrat, you know, we liberals have to see. I don't like progressive because that's. I mean, you can use it if you want, but I don't want to run away from the word liberal because I am proud of being a liberal, and I'm not going to let the Republicans dirty my...
Okay, hold on, Kevin. I never run away from the word liberal, but if you say liberal and don't say progressive, you're leaving off half of the power of the left. Progressive means exactly what it says, as does liberal. They are not interchangeable terms. There have been Republican... progressives.
Right, I know that.
Okay, so to me, saying liberal and progressive, that's not redundant, and it's not running away from anything.
Well, I'm just saying I'm hoping people don't do that. I'm not saying that they are interchangeable.
Right.
I'm saying that I'm afraid some people could be doing that.
Well, let's hope not. Thanks for checking in, Kevin. I appreciate your call. Comparing the woman who answers the phone here with the woman who answers the phone, or the person who answers the phone to Sean Hannity, there's no comparison. Come on, y'all. Jesus. Everybody that works at Air America, first of all, has a soul. Secondly, has a heart and a brain. Now, let me reverse it. First of all, has a brain. Secondly, has a heart and a soul. Or thirdly, or whatever the hell. I don't know how that works out. But when you call any right-wing program, in the first place, why are you doing it? Not just Kevin. I mean anybody. That is a swamp of demons, hellfire, death, destruction. When you call those programs, they send an indetectable impulse back through the phone line that puts something similar to an earwig into your brain. It's like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like an electronic insect that goes into your brain, and within 3 years, you'll have brain cancer or worse. For God's sake, don't call those programs. It will give you brain cancer. Do you understand me? Good Lord. Don't do that, Kevin, or anybody. If you need the entertainment value of sitting down listening to these monkeys crawl and scream around each other on the radio, go ahead. But when you call, unless you're a conservative Republican, if you're a conservative Republican and you call in, they don't shoot the zzz through the phone wire. Or not wire, you know what I mean. Don't call them unless you want brain cancer. It is that simple. Do you understand me? National Institute of Health had a report on this. It was about a year and a half ago. But it was right there. If you call Limbaugh or Hannity or Savage or any of these thugs, punks, and nasty asses, if you call them and they detect that you are other than them, they shoot this impulse back through the phone call, and within 3 years, you get brain cancer. Within 5 years, you're dead. Do you understand me? Now, that was National Institute of Health. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. I appreciate the fact that you hold on all that time.
No problem. You want to buy a bridge?
No, thanks.
Brain cancer.
No, it's the truth.
I understand. It reminds me of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, where they put those things in the guy's ears.
Hello.
Anyway, the reason I called,
listen, I got to get you to hold on. After all
no
you've
problem.
Been holding on, Eileen, I'll come back to you right after the break. All right?
Okay,
stay right there. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay where you are, please.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
And our unfiltered talking point of the day is this. For an administration elected on the bare backs of homophobes, there sure is a lot of talk about, ready for the joke of the day? Mandates.
Yeah, mandate my ass.
Exactly. Bupkis, horse hockey. I like Liz Winstead saying mandate my ass.
Mandate my ass.
See?
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A holiday tradition returns to Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. A collaboration of captivating music and poetry, celebrating the emotion and the spirit of the season. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, a lavish rock opera, with dual performances on December 4th at 3 and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. $1 from each ticket will go to the Madison Area Salvation Army. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is brought to you locally by Covance Clinical Research Unit, bringing the miracles of medicine to market sooner. And U.S. Cellular, we connect with you. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, live December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Musical headliners, The Party Machine, and progressive views? You won't find that anywhere else. This is Rachel Maddow. Join me, Chuck D, and Liz Winstead for Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11 on The Mic.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Back to Eileen in New York City. Eileen, thanks for holding on yet again.
No problem, Mike. Okay. Have you interviewed a woman writer named Esther Kaplan by any chance? She wrote a book called With God on Their Side.
No, I've heard of the book. I have not. I very seldom do guests. That's the thing on this program.
If you do, she is fantastic. This book is amazing.
Okay.
And it'll really scare the crap out of anybody who doesn't believe that we are systematically being taken over by right-wing ideologues, religious fundamentalist ideologues, because Bush is stacking scientific advisory panels with people who are not qualified. They're like Dr. David Hager,
right,
who believes that for menstrual cramps you should pray for women.
I like that. Especially like that one.
Oh, yeah.
And all the women I know especially like that one, too.
If he came near me, I think I would, I'd probably puke on him. I mean, you know, have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people?
Yeah, I think you just did.
I hate these people so much. I want to urge all of your listeners who want to do something to take a page from the Republicans' playbook and the religious rights playbook and run for office, even if it's just, you know, school board or city council, because a lot of these races you'll run unopposed because nobody else is running.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's how they took over, because they started small and they worked their way up, and you know, now they're permeating our government at all levels, and we have to stop them. We have to stop them, or our form of government is gone, and there's nothing, you know, there won't be anything we can do about it. Everybody woke up too late.
Mm-hmm.
I was warning my friends years ago, 15 years ago, when I joined People for the American Way. I said, you know, these people want to overturn Roe v. Wade. And they all said, oh, please. Could right. never happen. And I said, you don't understand. And they wouldn't listen. People just, they don't listen until it affects them personally. And then it's too late, usually. So people have to wake up and take our government back, because nobody's going to do it for us. We have to do it.
Well, I completely agree with you, Eileen. I just hope I hope that somehow we can put substance behind the rhetoric that I put out there,
mm-hmm.
that you put out there, that those of us who believe in the ideals of this country have evolved over the past 230 years. I just hope we can do it. I really
it's
do.
Not too late.
Yeah, I hear you. Eileen, thanks for checking in. Thanks for your patience.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, appreciate your call. The Virgin Mary sandwich is back on eBay. You know, you wonder why. Well, no, you don't wonder why, because you all understand. You know, when more people believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ than believe in evolution, you know, when you have a society that is structured that way, you're in trouble. I would like to say to the fundamentalists, the anti-science, the anti-evolution, all these people, and this is not original, but I agree with the thought. You know, you people, stay away from doctors. Don't go near a doctor. You know, go to your faith healers. Go join a prayer circle when you have huge tumors erupting in your bowels that are causing you to pass blood all day. You know, well, by then it's too late to do anything anyway. But you understand what I'm saying. Don't get your child vaccinated. Don't get a flu. Don't write to me about the mercury thing. I understand. Don't get your child vaccinated. Don't get a flu shot. Don't do anything, okay? When you break your arm and the bone is protruding, pray it back into place. Can't you do that? Because if you go to a doctor and have it set, that means that you're relying on a couple of million years of human evolution in order for the bone to re-knit. And when you get a bacterial cold, you know, don't do anything about it. Pray about it. Just go pray about it. Now, for all you people who want to email me right now, say, well, there was these experiments conducted. I say to that bat squeeze, okay? I'm not believing it. I'm a rationalist. I believe in science. I don't believe in any of this nonsense. You show me a sick person, you pray for that person's recovery, and I'll pray for rain. And we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. But with that all in mind, this grilled cheese sandwich that has what believers say is the picture of the Virgin Mary. I mean, sometimes I just want to shriek and scream, don't you? You know, when all of a sudden somebody sees a tree, oh, look, the Virgin Mary! Or light reflecting on a window in a skyscraper in downtown knee-jerk Oklahoma. Look! Look! The Virgin Mary! Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I wonder what... I don't know. It saddens me. But the people at eBay were not believers in what the Associated Press calls this cheesy miracle. It's half of a 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich, the owner of which claimed it bore the image of the Virgin Mary. So somebody, person named Diana Dizer, put the sandwich up for sale last week, drawing bids as high as $22,000 before eBay pulled the item Sunday night. The page was viewed nearly 100,000 times before it was taken down. An email Diana Dizer received from eBay said the sandwich broke its policy, which, quote, does not allow listings that are intended as jokes, end quote. But Diana Dizer, who's a jewelry designer, insisted this is not a laughing matter. Dizer said Monday, how could eBay do this to me? On Tuesday, the website allowed bidding to resume, with the top offer reaching over 16 grand. Bidding is scheduled to end Monday. Okay, so if you're a psychopathic Christian and you want to, especially if you're a Catholic, go buy this. Okay, see if you can get it for under 25 grand. This 10-year-old half a cheese sandwich, You know, go for it. Go for it before somebody else gets it. Go ahead. Of course, this whole story is making me hungry. Can you imagine somebody spends $22,000 for this thing, for the sake of argument? It's shipped to them. They unwrap it. They're so overcome, they get up to go get a cup of coffee, and the cat jumps up on the table and eats the damn thing. Then what do you do? Huh? What do you do? What do you do to your cat? Huh? You son of a... You know, what do you do to the cat? A company spokesman, I guess it's eBay, said the listing was mistakenly removed. Yeah, we didn't mean it. Please, please don't attack us, Christian Wright. Mistakenly removed because officials doubted whether Ms. Dizer could deliver the product. So the eBay spokesman says, after looking at it a second time, there's nothing to indicate that the seller isn't willing to give up this cheese sandwich to the highest bidder. We're going to allow it to stay up. In mocking response, two similar items were posted later. Grilled cheese sandwiches bearing the images of the Virgin Mary's used chewing gum, and a grilled cheese sandwich bearing the image of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Miss Dizer thought eBay would be the best place to show off the sandwich made on plain white bread with American cheese. It was cooked with no oil or butter. Miss Dizer, who is 52, said she took a bite after making it 10 years ago and saw a face staring back at her from the bread. She put the sandwich in a clear plastic box with cotton balls to keep it on her nightstand. At first, she was scared by the image. But she says, I now realize how unique it is. I wanted to share it with the world. Yeah, for the right price! You freak! The sandwich, she added, has never sprouted a spore of mold. Well, there you have it. It's divinely touched, like you are, Diana. Where do these crazy people come from? A cheese sandwich! Now, can you imagine? Let's supposing it's all true, and Christ is sitting up in heaven, you know, with God, and I don't know, whatever they're doing, you know, sitting around talking. I don't know, what did God and Christ do? What do you do? I mean, what do you do? Everything's done. It was all done 5,973 years ago. The entire universe was created. What do they do? Sit there like Zeus and Athena and just sit up there and go, well, look at that moron down there in Calcutta. Oh, no, man, I got one over here in Chicago. All right, so God and Jesus are sitting there. What does Jesus say? Does he say to his Heavenly Father, no, call me Dad, Heavenly Father, look, another one. This time it's a cheese sandwich for my sake. Well, he's not going to say for Christ's sake. For my sake, what is wrong with these people? And God says, I don't know. Listen, son, do you think it's time? Maybe we just wipe the whole damn thing out, you know? Let's just pull a switch on these people, okay? Flip the switch. Go ahead, Jesus, flip the switch. You know how easy it is. We've done this before. We have created and destroyed, I don't know how many, 10,000 universes with creepy, crawly things that develop just like these humans down here on Earth. Flip the switch. Let's be done with this nonsense. Let's go see how our experiment is going on Tralfamador. Last time we were there, Billy Pilgrim and Hack, what the hell was her name? Montana Wild Hack. Yeah, the last time we were at Tralfamador, we had them under the glass dome, and we wanted them to mate. Let's go check that out. Flip the switch. Flip the switch. They see your face, son, in a cheese sandwich. This is irredeemable. Flip the switch. Flip it. Go ahead. Flip it.
If you could talk to me, what news would you bring of voices in the sky? Voices in the sky.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor? the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lulldefine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Is the term third world a derogatory term?
When it comes down to people of color, most of people of color in the third world.
I don't think it's a slur. The thing that replaced it in political correctness terms was the developed world and the developing world, but that's worse. It's like, eventually they'll be like us when they finally
eventually they'll have boobs and pubic hair.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
My credit card bills are getting out of hand. 12%, 18%, even 24%? I can't get ahead. There's no money left over after paying bills.
You need help now.
But what can I do?
If you're a homeowner, you need to call Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corporation. In fact, at Omega Mortgage, they've actually lowered rates, reduced payments, and delivered the cash needed to thousands of homeowners.
I can even have money left over for the holidays?
That's right. And at Omega Mortgage, they make home loans easy and can approve you in less than 20 minutes. You won't be buried in heaps of paperwork or mountains of documentation. You don't even need tax returns. Great if you're self-employed.
But I've had mortgage late. Can they really help me?
No problem. Credit card lates, mortgage lates, even bankruptcy. Omega Mortgage specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. Call right now to lower your payments and get cash in your hands in time for the holidays. 888-32-APPLY. 888-32-APPLY. Get approved in less than 20 minutes. Call 888-32-APPLY. That's 888-322-7759. Licensed by Cal DRE number 01411312. Call 888-32-APPLY.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true, but by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
A new level of relevance, stirring the senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Holy Gorgonzola, Batman! It's a sacred sandwich! It's sacrilegious! Sacrilegious!
Time to leave the United States when people start seeing Jesus Christ or the Virgin Mary or whatever it is in a cheese sandwich. Oh, Canada. Damn, now I got to learn the rest of that song. You people, some of you people are really sick. Snappy Dresser sends this in. It looks more like Michelle Pfeiffer to me, Mike, circa Batman 2. Doesn't look at that. Reverend Debu emails in, what did God and Jesus do? One word, PlayStation. And Scott in Michigan, I found some dog droppings in the likeness of W. What's your bid? Put it on eBay, Scott. All right. Credit where credit's due before I just lose absolute control here. The program was engineered tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York. Linda Blake screened your call. She'll be screening tomorrow night when people 13 to 17 inclusive call in, all right? Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is the webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Check out the website, okay? Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, too. And on the first page of my website, the daily program topics are available once again. If you want that CNN story, or well, it's an AP story, but it's carried by CNN about the cheese. Is it up now, Kathy? You have it up now? Okay, just go to MikeMalloy.com, and it's on the first page. And don't forget, helpamericarecount.org and blackboxvoting.org. Kids' night tomorrow. Talk about whatever's on your mind, like, oh, I don't know, how about some abstinence-only education, right? Yeah, okay. I was just thinking, though. Usually when Kathy and I get home at night, we have a glass of wine to unwind. I used to drink Jack Daniels, but my doctor says, no, stop it. Only do it every other day. And then only if you do an entire, fifth. So we go home, have a glass of wine, and, try to unwind, put Molly in her crib. And I was just thinking tonight, when we get home, I swear to God, the first thing I'm going to have to do this, is open the refrigerator and get in the, what is that, the meat and cheese drawer. Is that what you call it? Okay, whatever you call it. And open that drawer and get in there. I'm going to get out the cheese. What do we got? We got some aged Canadian. What is it? Aged Canadian cheddar, which is good, by the way. Aged Canadian cheddar. What else we got? We got some smoked Gouda. We might be able to see one of the saints in the smoked Gouda, right? What else? You've got that shredded stuff that we put on homemade pizza. Maybe if we throw a handful of that shredded stuff on the countertop and look at it real quick. I got it, Kathy. We'll take a handful of shredded stuff, put it on a saucer, and throw it in the microwave for 10 seconds and see what comes up. How's that, huh? How's that? And maybe, if we're lucky, we'll get something I can put on eBay. Here's the Virgin Harold. Here's the Virgin Ralph or somebody. They already got a claim on the Virgin Mary. We'll put it out there, and we can get lots of money, and I can retire and get out of this crazy, crazy talk radio business. How would that be? And then you support me and be a nurse like you're supposed to be instead of producing this program. Huh? Does that make sense? Handful of that. It's yellow and white cheese that you buy at Kroger or Food Giant, wherever you go, and you put it on pizza. What's it called? Mexican cheese? Har, har, har. Oh, they call it pizza cheese. Well, that makes sense. But and it's good. It's really good. There's no cheese in it, but it's good. There's no cheese in that. That's, I don't know, some kind of chemical. But it looks like shredded cheese. It tastes a little bit like it. Not really, but, when you eat pizza... Never mind. I think we have time to squeeze in one very quick call. Barbara in Arizona has been holding on for 2 hours. Barbara, welcome to the program. I can give you a minute.
Okay. Well, at first I thought it was a joke. And then I really took a good look at it, and I realized after what you've been saying and after what we really do know, it's not a joke. It's the draft on constitutional amendment to defend biblical marriage. And if they have their way, biblical marriage would have a man in the United States have one or more women, according to Genesis and Samuel.
Yeah.
And a marriage shall be, this would be how it would be drafted, a marriage shall be considered valid only if the wife is a virgin. If the wife is not a virgin, she shall be executed. Deuteronomy 22:13-21. A marriage of a believer and a non-believer shall be forbidden. Genesis 24:3. Numbers 25. Now that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
It's scary because that's what they believe.
I know. Well,
it's not a joke.
Don't forget to check the Song of Solomon and the Book of David. You talk about one man and one woman, my left foot.
I'm in Arizona. I live down the block from a Mormon church. I don't know what's going on there. They have a lot of car accidents.
They have a lot of car accidents?
Yeah, they run dogs over. I'm out here in a very eclectic little town. And every Sunday we have to be careful walking our dogs, and the cowboys get run over by the Mormons pulling out of church at 100 miles an hour.
Oh my God! It sounds like you live in a cartoon.
I'm telling you, Cave Creek, Arizona, it is something else.
Cave Creek,
cowboys, motorcycles, and Mormons.
Cave Creek—that's the name of it.
Yeah.
We have something here in the South called Cave Crickets. They look like crickets that did really bad acid.
Well. They live here now.
Hey, thanks for checking in, Barbara.
All right, who are the brain police?
Say again?
Who are the brain police? Frank Zappa.
Yeah, there you go. All right, call us again when we have time to talk. That's it for tonight. Thanks for participating. However you did it, even if you did it in the spirit. I don't care. I really don't care. Just thanks for being here. I'll see you tomorrow night, for sure, for sure. Watch your back. Take care, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Experience a sweeping story of love, loss, and survival, spanning three generations of remarkable women, all linked to echoes of the past and hopes for the future. Echoes by Danielle Steele, the powerful new novel of a mother's love, a daughter's courage, and their unwavering faith. Echoes is available in hardcover from Delacorte Press and on cassette and CD from Random House Audio, featuring a free audiobook of Danielle Steele's beloved classic, Fine Things. Echoes by Danielle Steele.
Your attention, please. Would the owner of the midsize SUV at Gate B, the red Kia Sorento with 5-star side impact safety rating and a 10-year warranty, please report to your vehicle? A crowd has gathered and wants to know if you really got all that for under 20 grand.
The Kia Sorento. Welcome to more.
MSRP for 2004 base model Sorento is $19,665, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. 5-star ratings based on results in side impact crash test categories achieved at NHTSA-designated test facility and approved by NHTSA. See Kia retailer for warranty details or go to Kia.com.
Jen McAllister, I'm from Edison, and I'm on the mic.
The mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Australian Prime Minister John Howard says the female body found in Fallujah earlier this week appears to be that of Margaret Hassan. The CARE International director was kidnapped by insurgents last month. A video surfaced this week purportedly showing Hassan being shot in the head by a masked man. House Republicans have voted to change their own rules to help ensure that their leader, Tom DeLay, could keep his post if indicted by a Texas grand jury. Our John Bisney has more from Washington.
Until now, House Republicans' own party rules required that a floor leader or committee chairman step aside if indicted by a state or federal grand jury if the potential punishment was at least 2 years in prison. The change will now have a group of Republicans review any state grand jury charges and recommend what the indicted person should do. The move is intended to protect their party's leader, Tom DeLay, should he be charged in Texas in connection with a campaign finance investigation, though there's no indication now he will be. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
President Bush selects his domestic policy advisor, Margaret Spellings, to be his new education secretary.
I've known Margaret Spellings for more than a decade. I have relied on her intellect and judgment throughout my career in public service.
Spellings would replace outgoing Secretary Rod Page. The violence continues in Iraq. At least 27 people have died in a string of bombings. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says American and Iraqi troops have kept the violence from escalating in Mosul.
Everywhere, actually.